Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is a Vault Studios production.
For Vault Studios, I'm Shay McAllister. After executing search warrants on the homes of Brooks and Nick Houck, the FBI continues to investigate the Crystal Rogers disappearance, one of the five unsolved cases in and around Bardstown, Kentucky. The news that the FBI is taking over the case came soon after another recent development. News of remains that have been found and are now being analyzed. However, no word yet on an identification of those remains. Through it all, Crystal Rogers' mother, Sherry Ballard, has watched and waited. And she's still waiting to learn any news in what could be the biggest break in the case since 5 years ago when Crystal Rogers vanished. I sat down with Sherry at her home to talk about what she knows and how she's holding up.
What was your initial reaction when the FBI announced on Thursday that they would be taking over the lead on this investigation?
Relief. I've known for a little while that they were involved. I just couldn't talk about it due to the case. So for them to come out public was just like a sigh of relief for me.
Why did you want them to take over this case so bad?
I've begged for this. I've did everything possible that I could to make them stand up and take attention, because I think I need someone of their magnitude to break this case and give me the justice that I need.
What do you think is going to make the difference with the FBI now involved?
I think they're just huge. They have a lot of equipment that our local sheriff's department didn't have. They have resources that I couldn't get otherwise.
And just in the last few days, they took in Crystal's car. They've executed search warrants across the county. Yesterday, they released new surveillance images. Does it feel like it's just moving so fast compared to what we saw over the last 5 years?
It does. At the same time, it's very hard for me because me and the kids have to relive this whole thing again. You have emotions that you don't really know that were tucked away that come out, and you're all upset again, and you're trying to get through the day again. But I've waited for this day, so I will get through the day, and I will do what I have to do. This has been my dream come true for a long time.
What was it like watching, and I know you've been bombarded with pictures and videos, but watching Brooks Houck, who's the main suspect in Crystal's case, sitting on his front porch while federal agents looked through his home? What was that like for you?
For me to think of my daughter and the person that she was, and to think that finally something was being done, you know, that I truly felt like something was going to happen. It was very hard for me to sit there. Even though it's what I wanted, and it was so hard for me to just sit and watch. And I was very upset that day. You know, it was hard, very hard for me to sit there. It's hard for me to realize that this happened to my family and my daughter. Crystal and Tommy were just the best people. And it's still hard for me to believe that I'm going through this and that my whole family is.
What has the FBI done so far that makes you feel confident in their investigation?
I just trust them. I've spoke with them numerous times. I've built a very good relationship with them. I think the fact that they're not from this town you know, and they don't have all the interactions with everybody in this town, it's a little bit easier for them to come in and start where they have and build a relationship with me, you know, that makes me trust them.
Do you feel like it's too late, or that there's plenty of time to find answers and that they're going to find what they need to find?
No, I don't think it's too late. And I do think that they will find the answers that they need.
Sherry Ballard also talked to me about the call she got, that remains had been found, remains that could be her daughter.
When I got the call, I was scared. It's very hard for me to have to wonder if that's my daughter. And I don't even know how to explain it, because I don't know how to explain how you would feel if you think that human remains would be your daughter. I prayed it was. And then I felt ashamed of myself and guilty because I prayed it was. I wanted it to be to have closure, because I don't think my daughter's here. I've never thought that since she's been gone. And I thought maybe that was my one chance to find that it was her. So, yeah, it's hard waiting. It's very hard waiting. I guess stuff like that takes time. I don't know why this has taken so long. I don't. They haven't given me any answers on that.
So they've given you no indication one way or another?
No.
What do you feel? I mean, you can't guess, but what do you feel?
I don't feel like they would have put her there, but I don't know, because if I really think about it, where would I think they'd put her? You know, she has to be somewhere. Would I think they would risk this close to home? Part of me says no, then part of me says, well, you know, if they were, which they had a whole weekend, but if they were in a hurry, I don't know, maybe they would want to be close where they could keep an eye on it. I think that was a rural area where people were in and out quite a bit, so that kind of makes me worry that maybe it might not be. But then I think if it was late at night and no one's going to be around late at night, it's so hard. It's hard to think either way.
Does this feel different than all the other times? I mean, I know you've gotten multiple calls over the years that human remains were discovered. What makes this different?
The only thing different about this one is it was so close to home. They found some human remains not too far away from here. I forgot the name of the town. Any other time I would know it. But I was really upset over those, because it was a place that me and Tommy wanted to go search for a long time. And when I found out that human remains were found there, I was very upset over that too. And that turned out not to be her. So I'm trying, as hard as it is, to not overthink and get myself all upset thinking it is and then thinking that it isn't. So I've kind of, with everything going on, I know it sounds terrible for me to kind of push that to the back of my mind, but part of me wants to know, part of me don't want to know. So I try to not think about that right now. I know people are not going to understand that, but for me, that's what I have to do.
And the FBI hasn't given you any kind of timeline?
No, they haven't. I've told them before that, you know, it usually doesn't take that long. And they just bear with them. I know by sending stuff off through this whole process that it takes time. So I don't want to push them, because when I know, I want to know 100% whether it is my daughter or it isn't.
So now it's been a little bit more than two weeks. Is this the longest you've ever had to wait
yes.
for answers?
Yes.
And what do you make of that? Do you think it's because it's the FBI lab? What do you think it is?
I don't know. Sometimes I think if it is, do they think I can handle it? If it isn't, do they think it's going to upset me? I don't know the reasoning for that. I'm just ready to find out.
What do you think it'll be like once you get those? I know it's two different emotions, but...
If it is my daughter, I don't know how I'm going to take that. If it isn't, I'm going to be back at day one, and I'm going to be going through this again one day. And this is not something easy to go through. When you hear of something like that and you know what's involved in it, it's very hard. It's very, very hard.
Sherry told me that the location where the remains were recently found had been searched, and the idea that they could have been close to finding them is haunting for her today.
We did search that area, but we searched the river. We didn't go up on the bank where that was found. We searched the river. We took the dogs down the river. Gosh, back when we were doing probably a year or two after the first year or the second year, I would say, I know who searched that area, and I'm trying to think when they started searching. I'd say within the first year that Crystal went missing. But, you know, I look back and I think about the Whitney Copley. You know, they searched that area and walked right over, you know, and I go through my mind all the time, well, could we have missed something? Yes. I mean, we searched one time and we were walking and we went through the woods, and when he come back on the opposite side, and we missed a great big blue tarp that was behind a tree, that I don't know how we could have missed that. So I'm just saying, it's that easy to miss something like that. And then I think, I remember searching every mound that we came to that looked like somebody could have dug up, and we would prod it and run the dogs over it. So I can't help but go back and think, what did that look like 5 years ago? Would it have been mounded up? Would it have been flat to the ground? Would they have put something over it where it would have threw us off? It's your mind goes everywhere. So it's either me trying not to think about that or drive myself crazy. But deep down, you can't help but wonder all that stuff.
I asked Sherry what she thinks was missed early on in the investigation, in the days and weeks after her daughter went missing.
I just think in the beginning, there's so many missing people out there, and people that just, you know, you'll hear so many, well, they ran away. And I think in the very beginning, I think they just thought my daughter up and ran away. And I knew 100% that she didn't. And I think that's what happened in the very beginning.
Do you think more should have been done in the beginning?
I would be lying if I sat here and said that I thought, that I did not think that more should have been done. I don't think I was taken serious in the beginning, and I think that was the issue. I didn't have that going into the sheriff's office at the first time. I didn't have that trust from them that I should have had. And I get that because I'm a stranger coming in there, not a stranger because I knew some of these people, but it's my word against someone else's, and they have to decide whose word to take. In my heart, I was 100% sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that my daughter did not leave. I had to convince them of that.
What were some of the things that you were saying that you think weren't being heard?
I think just the fact that my daughter did not up and run away. I think the fact that she had five children and people just assumed maybe she just left. I know my daughter. I know the kind of person she is. And I would have never, there was never a shadow of doubt in my mind that she was missing and that she did not leave.
But you don't think that people believed you about that?
No, not in the beginning. And you know, I know they have to, I know that's their job and they have to prove that stuff. But no, I don't feel like they listened. I don't feel like they listened to me.
Sherry's husband, Tommy Ballard, was shot and killed while out hunting in November of 2016, more than a year after his daughter, Crystal, vanished. The pain of losing her daughter, and then her husband, is still raw for Sherry. And his death, like Crystal's, like all five of the Bardstown cases, is still unsolved.
So, and I know this might be tough, but I want to talk about Tommy. Is that okay? You know, Tommy, it was his life's mission to get these answers. What do you think he would think about all of this?
I think he'd be very proud. The fact that he's not sitting here with me devastates me. I do this for him and her. And I watched that man. I watched him make it his life's mission to bring my daughter home. And how can I not follow up with that? You know, how can I not do that? I owe that to my husband and my daughter. I don't know anybody that did not like my husband and daughter. My husband was the most well-respected man. Great father. Great husband. I don't know, some days I wonder how I get through each day without him. Then I think of him and what I have to do, and I just have to do it.
What do you think the answers in this case could mean for answers in his case?
In Tommy's?
Mm-hmm.
I don't focus as much on Tommy's case because I think 100% that if they settle my daughter's case, they will have my husband's. I've always thought that from day one. The fact that the Kentucky State Police, when my husband first happened, they would not call it a murder. I'm still furious about that sometimes. They know it's a murder, there's no doubt. And when I hear any news that said it's still called a death investigation, how disrespectful. I can't handle that part of it. They know how I feel about that.
Do you want the FBI taking on his case, or are you comfortable with it, with the state police?
I'm comfortable now because I think it all connects, so I've not focused on that. Because Tommy's and Crystal's is 100% related. And I know when they have justice for my daughter, they are going to get justice for my husband.
After all these years, more than 5 years now, Sherry has kept Crystal's car, the car found with her keys and wallet and cell phone when she disappeared. That car is now in FBI custody.
So many people commending you for keeping Crystal's car. You know, and that was the most overwhelming response I got on Friday on my Facebook, was people just saying, wow, Tommy and Sherry were so smart to do that. Why did you do that?
Because it's a piece of my daughter that I just couldn't get rid of. I don't think that car should have ever been given to me. to me, that's a piece of the puzzle. And there's no way I was getting rid of that car.
So what did it mean when the FBI said, yes, we want it?
It meant a lot. I look back and I think, what are they going to find now that other people didn't? But who knows? I mean, there could be something there that we missed, they missed. I don't know. But the fact that they have her car and they're taking this 100% serious means a lot to me.
Have you gotten any updates on anything that they found or
no.
anything that they're going
to do? The only update I got was that they were finished, but they haven't updated me on anything that's found. And, you know, they'll tell me there are certain things we can't say, and I respect that because I know with this case, you have to be very careful, and you can't give out information that's critical, and I don't want that information. I want to make sure when this goes to court, it's an airtight court and case, and nothing is messed up. So I don't push for anything like that.
All of this brings up so much emotion for Sherry Ballard. The prospect of an arrest, a trial, closure.
What would it be like, what will it be like when someone's arrested in Crystal's case?
Oh my gosh. Sometimes I think when that day finally gets here, it's going to hit me so hard that this is real. Not that I know it isn't, but to finally get to that point, and it scares me because I've held it together this far. But I think once someone's arrested and I see that for my own eyes, is it really going to hit me hard? Everything that's happened and what I've been through and what these kids and my whole family have been through. And that's kind of scary. But at the same time, maybe we can try to deal with what we've been given and move on. And how do you move on?
And I know you've always, you know, hoped that this would go to court. And how do you feel about that now? Do you feel like we're closer? Like it could happen?
Oh, I do feel like that could happen. And when it all boils down to it, you know, it's a jury. Does that scare me? Yes, it scares me. I don't know how I would get up and walk out of that courtroom if there was a not guilty verdict. I don't know how I'd handle that. But it's a chance I have to take. I just know when this goes to court, I want everything they can have. I want everything lined up in a row just so nothing goes wrong. I've had so much go wrong that I'm like, I don't want that to happen again. If I have to wait a little bit longer for that, you know, to make sure that doesn't happen, then that's what I'll do.
Like all of us now, Sherry Ballard waits. Waits for word on the remains that have been found. Waits for news from the FBI. Waits for anything that could mean a break in the case. And waits to find out what happened to her daughter, Crystal.
My daughter did not deserve what happened to her. She would have gave you the shirt off her back if you asked her. I mean, anybody would tell you that. She loved her kids. The fact that she don't get to see her kids. They've been through milestones in their life. Proms, graduations, you know, and she's not been here for none of it.
We will continue to bring you any news or developments in the case of Crystal Rogers and the other Bardstown cases right here. You can listen to the complete Bardstown podcast and learn about all of these cases wherever you listen to podcasts. Or visit bardstownpodcast.com. For Vault Studios, I'm Shay McAllister.